Well, there you are, people. We're coming in to you today, this morning. May the good Lord be with you down every road you travel, and may sunshine and happiness greet you when you're far from home. Those are some of the words from Forever Young. And you are listening to Rise and Thrive, the OSJ Radio Hour, and we like to feel like we are forever young in our minds, and what we like to bring to you are resources out there in our city that will help you and your loved one feel like you're traveling down this aging path with some resources that can actually help you and not feel like you're just dangling out there over some river and you're like, what am I going to do? Well, we're going to help you. And in this hour today, I have got a couple of experts with me. Our first guest, we're just going to be talking to them together pretty much the whole hour, is Jenna Jeffers. She's with Brookdale Senior Living here in Oklahoma City, and they have several locations. They're also in our center page spread in the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine. She is the District Director of Sales. So I want to say howdy to you this morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, yay, bright and shiny faces. And then we have Jennifer Forster. She's with Oklahoma Hospice Care. And we're going to be talking about things that deal with hospice and educating you on exactly what that means. She is the Community Relations Director. So that means she gets out in the community all the time. And so how are you this morning, Miss Jennifer?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad both of you are here this morning. Well, let's just get into this. Something that I have been doing for the last 24 years is bringing resources to seniors to the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine. We have 650 locations that people can pick this up throughout our city in the 405 area code. And both of your companies and services are in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you've been in it for over a year, and I've gotten to know both of you very well. We go to all kinds of events. I think both of us, all three of us, are some of the busiest people in Oklahoma City, and our main purpose is to help the 50-plus community and their families. Right on?
Agreed.
Okay. All right. So, what Brookdale Senior Living is in our community is they have assisted living, they have memory care, and they have active adult. Right, Jenna?
That's correct.
Okay, and so what would be, in your opinion, when and why does a family need to start possibly looking at helping people move from a home into either assisted living, active adult, or memory care?
Right. So there are many different types of housing options, like you said, from independent, assisted, to memory care. At that point, when you discover that you're just needing a little bit more help than you could probably have at home, that's the time that you're going to start in that journey of discovering and being educated on senior living and what those options are. So the main differences you're going to find is the activities of daily living are different between independent to assisted to memory care. And so finding a senior housing provider to start working with you through that journey is what we do.
Okay, that's wonderful. I know statistically over the holidays is probably when I understand that more families see, oh my word, because they're maybe not with mom and dad all the time, but over the holidays there are, and they really start seeing issues that they're like, oh, we can't not address this anymore.
Right. That's correct.
And there's lots of services out there. I know that when I'm saying services that educate, people don't have to necessarily move in tomorrow. No, you provide education out there. And I know because I am privy to all your e-newsletters, and we're going to give all kinds of ways that people can call you and go to your website throughout the show. But I want people to understand they can come and visit you all the time. There is no limit to how many times they can come visit. You have events all the time.
Right, absolutely. We consider ourselves senior solutions. We know that sometimes we're not the right answer, but we want to be that expert that can help you through that journey and finding what is the right answer. Is it at staying at home and bringing in Synergy Home Care, or is it moving to a long-term care facility? We can help with all of those things. We just want to be the experts that you come to and ask those questions.
I love that. See, I love that you're not just like, oh my word, you've got to get in here right now. No, you want to be able to make sure everything is a perfect fit. And I'm just going to segue over to Jennifer now. Jennifer, I know, works closely with like retirement centers as well as people in their home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so, for instance, my father has been on hospice. Now, this isn't common, I know, but it can happen. He's been on hospice for 4 years. And a lot of times people think, I'm going to call hospice within 30 days before I pass away. That's just not the case.
Correct. That's inaccurate. It's one of the one of the many misconceptions of hospice.
And that's why you're out there as a community relations director trying to get the word out. Hospice, and hospice costs nothing.
Right.
The family has to pay nothing.
Right. It's
we couldn't survive without hospice. My dad is in the VA center, but we have hospice taking care of him too. It's extra set of eyes on him when he is in this community, and they call my mom after every visit they have with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother is so comforted by it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about Oklahoma Hospice Care. When did you start? When did Oklahoma Hospice Care start?
We actually have one of the oldest licensures in the state, but we were purchased in 2013 and became Oklahoma Hospice Care, rebranded, new mission, philosophy, Christian principle company. Our owners got into hospice because we see this as our mission field. And so what better time to minister to people than the last year of life?
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so what we've got about a minute that we can wrap up here, and then we'll go into our next segment where we have 11 minutes and we'll really get to be in the heart and meat of what we're going to talk about. So I know that Jenna at Brookdale, you also rely on companies like Oklahoma Hospice Care that Jennifer works for.
Yeah, absolutely. One of Brookdale's biggest philosophies and differentiators is our aging in place. And the way that we can do that is by partnering with our hospices, our home cares, home health, and therapy and all that. That's one way that we can keep people in our communities longer.
Exactly. And all of these companies that are in the Oklahoma Senior Journal and that work with each other, they've all vetted each other. They all know what each other is about. They know the heart and the mission of these people. Everyone has to make a living, but we also can be out there being resources and knowing that the senior is the number one reason we're doing what we do. So I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back talking to Jenna Jeffers with Brookdale Senior Living and Jennifer Forster with Oklahoma Hospice Care. This is Robin Gunn on Rise and Thrive, the OSJ Radio Hour. You're listening to us this morning on the Eagle, KZLS 1640 AM, Oklahoma City and Enid.
Hi, this is Maggie Darcy. I'm the Education Director for the Central Ojai Center of Healthy Aging on the OU Health Science Center campus. I'm here today to tell you a little bit about OHI, the Oklahoma Healthy Aging Initiative. We offer health and wellness programs for seniors, caregivers, and healthcare professionals. Our informative workshops are available to assist Oklahomans manage their health as they age. With a variety of classes offered and resources online, we are improving the health of Oklahomans statewide. We serve all 77 counties in our state. If you'd like more information about our classes or a class schedule in your community, please contact us by calling our toll-free number at 855-227-5928 or going to our webpage at www.ohai.org.
Hello, this is Robin Gunn with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and something we have that no other senior resource has in Oklahoma is we have an app. On that app, we have every one of our issues for 24 years. We have events. We have a car finder, which literally you put a pin in it and it walks you back to your car. We have all these radio shows, and then we have a button that says more, that literally takes you to videos and a myriad of other 15 things. Now let me tell you how to download this onto your smartphone. It is easy. Go to, like, just like you're gonna do a text where it says the word to, just type in these numbers, 95577. Just one time, type in 95577, and then in the message of your text, write this, okay, senior. Just like it's all one word, okay, senior. Okay, S-E-N-I-O-R. Then hit send, and you will immediately get a text back that has a link. You touch that link, and it automatically downloads to your phone. How easy can that be? By doing that, you have now brought yourself into being informed all the time, in your hip pocket, in your purse, you will know what is going on with the 50 plus in Oklahoma City. Aging is not for sissies, so let the Oklahoma Senior Journal bring you the app right on your phone. Thank you. And in my heart, you'll always stay forever young. I had to let him say, forever young. Love me some Rod Stewart. He's a senior. Well, senior citizen fella. Senior. Okay, so we're back on Rise and Thrive, the OSJ Radio Hour. We were just talking to Jenna Jeffers with Brookdale Senior Living. She's the District Director of Sales, and Jennifer Forster, who's the Community Relations Director at Oklahoma Hospice Care. And Jennifer was just talking about that Oklahoma Hospice Care is one of the long-standing hospices in Oklahoma, and they feel like that hospice is their mission. And something I want to ask you, Jennifer, I know there's so many misconceptions about hospice. I know it comes up all the time in your business and with your services. So kind of explain to people what hospice is, when would they feel like they need to call hospice, and how long can they use hospice? And that's probably way too many questions. But anyway, I know you're sitting over there writing them down, so that's good. All right, so let's just get into a little bit of hospice talk.
Okay, I'll do my best to cover everything you just asked. Okay. So, you know, we really believe that a hospice is one of the most misunderstood Medicare benefits there is. It's a certain percent of every dollar goes towards our own hospice benefit. So if you're paying into Social Security, you are paying for your own hospice benefit. That's why when it comes time to use it, it's your choice to decide what company you would like to use. It's a comprehensive benefit. We are focused on comfort versus a cure. So for those folks that have a life-limiting illness, heart disease, lung disease, any kind of neurological Alzheimer's dementia, mm-hmm. as we discussed with your father earlier, Parkinson's, ALS, any if you can think of any major organ, bladder, liver, kidney, anything that could be going on, and of course cancer. Is a hospice diagnosis we care for. So if you have a life-limiting illness, I mean, at some point, heart disease is not curable. It's life-limiting. So at some point, hospice can come in and provide more focused comfort care in the home versus getting your symptoms managed in and out of a hospital environment. So we provide more of a hospital environment in your home, whether you're in home, whether you're in assisted living, independent living, memory care, we provide that comprehensive care at home. So it includes all the different disciplines of hospice. So you have a medical director, a physician that oversees the care of all of the patients in hospice. And then you have an RN case manager that's focused on that patient and family. They make scheduled visits, but they're also available 24/7 for emergency phone calls and visits. We have home health aides that go in and help with personal care needs. We have a chaplain for spiritual support for the patient and family. We have social workers that are available for psychosocial needs. We have a volunteer coordinator that schedules volunteers in the home. Like my parents are volunteers for our hospice, so they go and do companion sitting so that families can go and take care of themselves, go to Bible study, get their hair done, go to the store. So they just go in and provide non-hands-on companionship for our patients. Then you have all the supplies that we provide, incontinence supplies, bed pads, gloves, anything you can think of like that, supplies. At Oklahoma Hospice Care, we don't limit supplies, so what they need, we bring. If this is our mission field, then we're going to take care of them with what they need. We provide any kind of equipment they might need, oxygen walker, wheelchair, bedside commode, hospital bed, in the home when they need it. And then we also provide medications related to the hospice diagnosis and anything related to pain or comfort. So that's all provided for. We don't come in and take people off medication. We come in and can make recommendations on certain medication that they're on, but we don't come in and that's one of the misconceptions that we come in and just take all their medicine away and we just wait. And that's not what we do. We just come in and we say, these are the medications we're going to provide for and pay for. And these are the medications that you're on that hospice can't pay for, but you can still take. And, we may make recommendations on changing some of those medicines, which help them sometimes thrive. But we don't come in and take anything away. And one of the other misconceptions I think that people say is, if I'm not dying in 6 months. Well, we often talk about, let's not think about the date of that. Let's think about what level of care do you need in your home. And if you qualify based on your diagnosis and what's happening with the decline of the diagnosis, why wouldn't you want to take care of a benefit that provides so much for you in your home?
Get that, Jennifer. That phone call's for you. I'm kidding.
So your question on, so we've talked about what is hospice and what's provided. So when does hospice get involved? We get involved when the decline in that disease process would warrant it. And that's based on Medicare criteria. But it's not just up to physicians to recommend hospice. That it does require a physician's order. But you as an individual, you have the right to ask about it and to ask for an evaluation.
Right,
just
because
to see
you're
if
with
you're
your loved one. Right.
Right.
You see your loved one day in and day out. And you
right.
can see, you know, with my dad, hospice came in and did an assessment. And at first they didn't feel like he was qualified, even though he had a life-threatening disease, which is Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But then with the combination of Parkinson's and he had prostate cancer because of all three of those, then he was able to be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you... If you're not benefiting or trying to see the resources out there that hospice provide, I promise you're missing the boat on some care that is absolutely, to me, vital. It is vital. And then second of all, it's provided for you in Medicare. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Jennifer said, you pay for it. Mm-hmm. You're already paying for it.
Right.
So why not utilize it? And let's say you go into a home and you're like, well, this isn't a qualification yet. You would also advise them what else to be looking for.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's certain declines we look for, weight loss, you know, and more assistance with activities of daily living, incontinent issues, frequent hospitalizations, depression, you know, new onset of depression with an illness. There's so many things that we look at to
and
kind
see,
of
that way
indicators.
It can educate the family mm-hmm. member to, oh, okay, this is what Jennifer was saying when mm-hmm. they were here. It's something that not all countries have. They don't have hospice care, but America does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is our, it's a grace. I believe it's a grace out there that's provided to us, to ease the caregiver mainly. It's to ease the caregiver. I know we very first used hospice for bathing my father, because with Alzheimer's and dementia, a lot of times they'll become combative when mm-hmm. they have to be. But then hospice came in who has studied and are trained on how to deal with people that are combative in order to get them to bathe and just general hygiene.
Absolutely. Yes.
If you don't have, you know, there's so many people that will call me. I get phone calls daily on, you know, well, I can't get my mother, who's been somebody that was the overtop cleanest person in the world and her hygiene was always top notch. I can't get her to take a shower or a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to struggle with that. You can call people like Oklahoma Hospice Care, and Jennifer Forster can, you know, advise you on what to do. So I want to be able to give out, what is your website and your phone number there at Oklahoma Hospice Care?
Okay, you want that now?
I fling it on me. We're going to give it again so people can go run, get their pens and stuff at the end of the show. But also, I just want to give it out now.
Okay, so our website is www.oklahomahc.com.
So let's give that one more time.
www.oklahomahc.com.
Beautiful. And then what's your phone number?
405-418-2659.
All righty. So is there somebody that you feel like has kind of like a great story that you can tell us that was maybe one of your, claim to fame, that Oklahoma Hospice Care? Do you have any? I know you can't say people's names.
Well, I have too many stories actually to tell. I mean, my very first experience with hospice, when I joined Oklahoma Hospice Care, the first patient I received was out of the VA hospital.
Mm.
So it was a veteran, and he actually lived in Guthrie, and I would go and see him often, and he loved to tell, he had a joke of the day, and they were a bit inappropriate, but he just was such a joy to me, and I knew that I was in the right position at that point. And of course, you know my friend Judy Fulton, Judy Inglesby, that wrote the book about Alzheimer's dementia. You know, I've had a good experience with her family.
Yeah, you've even been to Washington
mm-hmm.
fighting for hospice rights, which is, I'm just so blessed to meet the people I meet in the line of work that I'm in, because I don't only get to talk to seniors and their families. I get to know the people that are actually providing services out there. And Oklahoma Hospice is one of the good guys. They wear the white hat. And I am so grateful for companies like Oklahoma Hospice Care that treat their services like a mission for the people. you know, Jennifer is also available for all kinds of speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. I know her and Jenna have done quite a few speaking engagements together. That's why it was so good to have them on today. So let's give out your phone number one more time and your website, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with Jenna Jeffers from Brookdale Senior Living. So what is the Oklahoma Hospice Care's website address?
Our website at Oklahoma Hospice Care is www.oklahomahc.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is 405-418-2659.
And I just want you to know that hospice care is something that is provided to us at no charge. So we're going to come back and I will be talking to Jenna Jeffers, and then we'll be able to wrap things up at the end and we'll all talk together for a little while. This is Robin Gunn. I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to Rise and Thrive, the OSJ Radio Hour on the Eagle 1640 KZLS this morning. Well, hello. We're coming back in there, being escorted in by Forever Young, because that's how we all feel in our mind's eyeball. And I am so blessed today that I'm in the studio with two expert women that deal day in and day out with services that can help the aging process and help you as families not feel like you're just walking around with the lights off. They're going to turn the lights on and show you exactly how you can help yourself and your loved ones. Jenna Jeffers with Brookdale Senior Living. She's the district director of sales. She is literally she goes from all of the Brookdale communities and oversees so much. I think there's 6 communities here in Oklahoma City in the metro area. So, Jenna, I know people out there are like, what is the big, gigantic elephant in the room? Is mom and dad need extra care? And where do we even begin? How do we even start? I know that you can help people in this process, and it's not always pack everything and let's move.
Right.
Sometimes it can be small steps that would get you maybe eventually towards that. So I just want you to be able to explain to people out there maybe what are some of the things you look for and what is the full amount of care that the Brookdale Senior Living communities provide.
So obviously, even thinking about this topic and talking with it with your family is incredibly stressful. And so the earlier you start to identify that and know that it's coming, I think about 70% of individuals over 65 need some help with long-term care in one way, shape, or form.
Wow.
And so the earlier you start the process of being educated and assess those needs, the more choices and control you're going to have in the future. And I think that's the most important thing that people forget. It always is crisis mode a lot of times, and I can attest with that with my own family. We've had to go in crisis mode and wish we would have thought about it sooner. That's the biggest regret that we hear from folks when they move in is we should have done this sooner.
Absolutely. And I know I get phone calls all the time, too, where people are like, it is like dire 911. Mm-hmm. Robin, what do we do? And, of course, there's things that we can do to help you in a 911 situation. But if you don't have to be in a 911, nobody wants to be.
Right.
You know, we plan for everything in our lives. There's like almost nothing we don't plan for. Why in the world are we not planning for the aging process?
Right.
And both of you ladies are experts in that. So explain what would be active adult living, what's assisted living, and then the memory care also. Mm-hmm. And also, once you live in the Brookdale communities, once you go through these stages, you can move within the community, correct?
Right, absolutely. Brookdale is the largest senior care provider in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So that means we have a very, very large footprint across the nation from California to New York and everywhere in between, except for South Dakota. So I do know that, that we're not in South Dakota. But once you will be. Yeah, we will be, possibly one of these days. But once you move into a Brookdale community, you do have the opportunity to transition. If you have another family member in another state, you could move to that location.
That's
so
not cool.
Only within the Oklahoma City network, you could go to Texas or Kansas or California, and it's a much easier transition. We all do things very similar. Brookdale's mission is the same across the nation, and you can expect the exact same care you're getting in Oklahoma in another state as well. So the way that we do this, we have to start out with an assessment and identifying needs. We know that there's physical needs, there's medical needs, there's social, emotional needs. And that's the thing that we can come in the beginning and assess so that we know, okay, what kind of senior living options or healthcare options do you need? So that's the starting point. There's no obligation at that point. It's not a charge. It's just a way to assess where you're at in this journey. So I'm just going to kind of go through the main ones that we have here in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So starting with independent living, basically that can be you would probably want to go to an independent living community if you really only need minor assistance with activities of daily living. So that means you're just done doing the maintenance and the yard work, want somebody to cook your meals for you and be able to socialize with people in your home environment. So that is probably the time that you would be looking at independent living, which sounds like fun for
it
me right
like
now.
That's like a good idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
But the services,
worry-free, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Worry-free. So the services that are provided within independent living are the meals. And that is something a little bit different that we do at the Statesman Club here is we provide 3 meals a day. And you still have a full-size kitchen and stove and oven and all that in your apartment as well. So transportation is another big deal. Maybe you're just not wanting to drive anymore. We have a bus that runs all day long, 7 days a week.
That's
and we
great.
Can take you to your appointments or to church or whatever you need. Again, housekeeping and maintenance. And then we also partner with Brookdale Home Health to provide therapy and things like that that you might need as well in independent living. So we allow you to be there maybe a little bit longer than you would,
At another community. Okay, great.
So that's
and so, yes, now what is our assisted living?
Okay, so assisted living, there's many different types of assisted living between having where you can age in place in a secure assisted living, meaning that the doors are locked, but you're still in that assisted living environment. Some of them aren't, and you can come and go freely. So that is a point where we would assess and determine between Brookdale and the family what we think is the best option there. So assisted living, similar services as in independent living. You need a little bit more personal care. You don't need around-the-clock 24/7 treatment, but you need help with medications. You may need help showering, getting dressed, using the restroom, changing, things like that we can actually provide in our assisted livings.
And also on assisted living, do they usually have kitchens in them or meals are just always provided?
We do have the 3 meals a day and snacks that are provided, but they do have a little kitchenette with a mini fridge and a microwave.
Oh, okay.
So a small little kitchenette that are in the assisted
in
living
the
apartments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But around the clock, 24/7 caregivers are there. Our certified medication aides, nursing assistants, and then we have an LPN or RN that oversees the entire community there that's available 24/7.
Okay, that's great. And so then you also have, do you have more than one memory care here in Oklahoma City?
We do. We have Brookdale Oklahoma City Southwest, which is our standalone memory care.
And I think y'all made a film about that.
We did, yes. Brookdale actually did a film festival this year for the first time. And I think we have about 1,100 communities, and out of those 1,100, Oklahoma City Southwest was one of the 9 nominated.
That is so great.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I get to go to the premiere. It was lovely. It actually was about a resident that lived there. What is her name?
Her name is Myrna.
Myrna.
Yes.
And she was a nurse, and she was diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So she knew what was ahead of her because she was a nurse.
Yeah.
But she was able to speak on this film, and it was so touching.
Yeah. It was a great film. It was the name of the film festival was called The Ageless Spirit. And the film that they did was Changing the Perception of Alzheimer's. So you got to see it from the resident's perspective, the associates, and how they interact. And even the daughter spoke on the film as well. So they had a great time. They actually sent them to Nashville, and they got to go to a red carpet premiere, and the daughter and the resident and then our executive director and activities director went with them, and it was a wonderful
event.
Yes,
we had
event.
Emily here on the show before y'all went. And we will give a way that you can go watch that film. It's just 5 minutes, a little mini documentary, but so powerful. Towards the end of the show, we'll figure out I'll let people know how they can go and view that. So now let's go into the actual care in a memory care community with Brookdale.
Absolutely. So, like I said, we do have the standalone memory care, which means that entire community of 33 apartments is memory care. And we also have one that we have a memory care inside of our assisted living that has 22 apartments.
Okay.
So that you could just transition from the assisted side over to the memory care if it was
And that
needed.
Way, if couples maybe that somebody doesn't have dementia and Alzheimer's can live right there close to their loved one. That's neat.
Right. Absolutely. So memory care, it's definitely a person-centered need that requires a lot more attention. And so the best way to describe, they do so much there, but they really want to focus on their emotional needs, their physical needs. They provide care through end of life in memory care. And that's really where we partner with our hospices and our home healths to make sure that they never have to move again in the memory care. But Oklahoma City Southwest, if you do check out their Facebook page later, you'll get to see how much fun that they have in memory care.
So much fun. They don't let them sit around.
No, there's no sitting around. If you want to sit around, it's not the right place. But we do provide full care, everything up until the PEG. If you needed a PEG tube or chest tubes, things like that, we really can't handle in our communities. But for the most part, we can pretty much handle any need that there is at that point of life.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna. Well, we are going to come back and talk to both Jenna and Jennifer Forster. This program is dealing with hospice care for your family, along with what is it like to live and go to an assisted living or independent living or memory care. And hospice can work simultaneously along with your continuing care of your loved one when they do go to a community or even when they stay home. Like Jenna had mentioned, Brookdale Senior Living, if it's not a perfect partnership, if it's not time for you to move from your home, they'll tell you how you can call a home care community, a home care company that can come into your home. So I just love how much it's not all about the sale, it's about the care. And both of you ladies, that's what you do. So this is Robin Gunn. We're on Rise and Thrive, the OSJ Radio Hour. We'll be right back to give you some call to action. So go get your pen and piece of paper. You're listening to us on KZLS 1640, The Eagle. Thank you.
Hi, this is Joan Clark from the Santa Monica Craft Show in Edmond for Alzheimer's. This will be our eighth year, our sixth year raising money for the Alzheimer's Association right here in Oklahoma. That's where all our proceeds go. We have over 100 vendors. We have a Frosty's food court with lots of good tasting food. We give out 1,000 shopping bags to our first 1,000 customers. I will tell you, last year they were gone at 10:45 in the morning. So we have picked up the number of people. There are lots of people coming to our show. We literally had thousands last year show up. Also, you can bid on lots of great items at the Alzheimer's auction booth. We have another Alzheimer's booth where you can purchase lots of items donated at a discounted price. And all checks, whether it be for the auction or the booth items or shopping bags, all checks for that get written directly to the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma, so you know where your money is going, and they in turn will get you a tax receipt. It is Saturday, November the 18th, from 9 to 5 at the Edmond Community Center, right in downtown Edmond. It is at 28 East Main Street. It is free parking. It is free to get into our show. The shopping bags are free that are filled with all the goodies. We also have free pictures with Santa. You can take home a free picture with Santa. Get there early because they line up early for Santa pictures. If you want information further, please call. This is Joan Clark at 405-314-1033. Or you can go to our Gmail, which is thesantamarket@gmail.com. Come help us raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. In the last 5 years, we have done just over $50,000. Last year, we did over $17,000 alone. So come help us. Come help us with this cause. I know everybody gets affected by Alzheimer's somehow, some way. We all have a loved one. Please come. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Charlotte Carey, administrator with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing a lot of changes with your seniors? Mom can't keep up with her housework. Dad is forgetting his medicine, or grandma is falling.
The effect of your aging parents can no longer be ignored. Don't worry, Synergy Home Care is here to help. We offer a wide range of services from hourly companion care to round-the-clock compassionate care. We can help mom with meal preparation, drive dad to meet his friends, and even help grandma shower. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 to schedule a free in-home assessment. RRN will customize a care plan to give you the peace of mind that your parents are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care at 405-254-3046.
Okay, rocking out in the studio here a little bit. All right, I wanted to get right back in. I am with Jenna Jeffers. She is the District Director of Sales at Brookdale Senior Living here in Oklahoma City. It's the largest senior community in the United States. And then we have Jennifer Forster. She's with the Oklahoma Hospice Care Community Relations Director. And it feels like somebody's kind of shaking the studio right now. We're going to hear later there was an earthquake or something. So anyway, Jennifer, you had a couple of points you wanted to say. Oh, I didn't get to talk about this. So I am so happy to open the mic up to tell me what you were thinking about and what you wanted to share.
Well, thank you, Robin. I was just thinking, there are a lot of different hospice companies in the Oklahoma City area, and we encourage people to interview different hospices because we are not all the same. We may feel like we're obviously the best. That's how I feel, but we may not be the right fit for a certain family. So we encourage people to interview different hospice companies, and some things to ask for, is some things that we feel like we do different is we do provide antibiotics. If there's an illness, we don't want someone to have to suffer with a urinary tract infection or, a chest infection. We are going to provide those kind of things in the home environment. We do provide nutritional support like Boost, Ensure, Glucerna, things
oh,
like
wow.
that.
This is all free, right, Jennifer?
Correct.
That's
yes,
crazy.
It's taken care of. We can also provide for patients that have a feeding tube. We can take care of those things in the home environment. We can take care of any kind of incontinent, or catheter situation. We do also wound care. Most of us do most of these things, but we just make sure that you are interviewing and asking questions.
Those questions.
Do they limit supplies? Things like that could be important to
very
you.
Good.
If you're only allowed one package of adult briefs and you need three in a week, you might want to consider that when thinking about
too.
Companies. Right.
Yeah.
Correct. So I just wanted to touch on those things that we do encourage people to interview, not just us, but other companies.
So. Right. And that's very good. So you need to have a good, solid checklist.
Absolutely.
And you'll even provide that for people, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure, if they want to call you.
Yes.
Something that Jenna mentioned, that they don't do feeding tubes at Brookdale communities, but you could come in, Jennifer, is that correct? You guys could partner together?
Yes. Depending on the need and all that, we definitely can partner with hospice or home health to manage some of those things that we couldn't manage on our own in a Brookdale community.
Okay. And if for some reason they couldn't in a Brookdale community, they can go to long-term care nursing home where hospice can come in there as well.
Right.
Okay. But you can go to the Brookdale community too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
With mm-hmm. your hospice care.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. So do you ladies, I know we had mentioned at the top of the hour, do some speaking engagements together. How does that work? How does hospice and communities like Brookdale partner with each other in order for the individual and for the families to have that extra security in their mind where they don't, it's all about being stressed, beyond stressed when you're trying to get care for your loved one. How do you work together to do this?
You want to take that?
Sure.
So Jenna's talking now.
Again, we talked a lot about aging in place and how important that is to families. Once you make this move, it's not something you want to do again. So once you choose a senior living community, as Jennifer was saying about asking a lot of the questions, you need to know how long could you be there? What is the discharge criteria? Because everybody's different from one community to the next. We're all ruled by the State Department of Health. So we all have the same sort of guidelines and regulations. regulations on that aspect, but everybody has different policies and procedures, and each company can determine whether they do aging in place or not. So those are questions that I think you need to ask. And then how do you partner with your home health and hospice and therapy companies, and what does that look like? If we get to a point and we couldn't provide the care, can we bring those people in? And at that point, we would do an assessment and doctor's orders and all that take place.
And why do you recommend this particular service? Why are you saying Oklahoma Hospice Care is who we partner with? Tell us why. You know, ask questions like that. Don't ever be shy. I mean, you're the CEO of your own body, and you're the CEO sometimes of your parents.
Exactly.
And the only way you're going to get answers is you got to ask.
Right.
Like I've said, the Oklahoma Senior Journal vets everybody that goes into our magazine. We make sure that the people that are inside these pages are people that are wanting to actually help you and not be all about their bottom line.
Right.
So that's why I adore Oklahoma Hospice Care and Brookdale Senior Living. I've been to a lot of events that all of them have put on. It behooves you greatly to get involved with knowing how to plan to age well.
Absolutely.
I mean,
right.
Ladies, how many times can we say that?
Mm-hmm.
We can
Not
say
enough.
It three times right now.
plan
to age well.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You know,
knowledge is power. So.
Hallelujah. Knowledge is power. So is there anything else? Well, let's do this right now. Let's start giving a call to action. We'll do it at the very end of the show, too. I want everyone to know how they can go see the film on. They can go to the Facebook page.
Yes.
Can they do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you do?
So each one of our communities has their own individual Facebook page.
Oh,
so
okay.
For Brookdale, Oklahoma City Southwest, you search Brookdale, Oklahoma City
Southwest.
And they have their
inside Facebook.
Inside Facebook. And they have their film on that screen. I would have to find out. I'll have them repost the link to it because I think it's on YouTube as well now.
Yes,
so
I knew it was on YouTube.
Go and search for Changing the Perception of Alzheimer's.
Changing the Perception of Alzheimer's. And you're looking for the Brookdale, Oklahoma City Southwest.
Right. Yes.
And I promise you, you will all be very touched. You will also learn something from it. I got to go to the little premiere that they had here in Bricktown in Oklahoma City. So, Jennifer, is there anything that you would like to say about hospice that would cause people to realize this is something that they it's a privilege to have, and it's at no, again, it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Well, you just mentioned, excuse me, that we're the CEO of our own bodies, and we are. And you get to decide now what you want that end journey to look like. Do you want your last 6 months to a year to be spent in and out of a hospital if you have an illness that causes that? Or do you want to be in your home environment where you have your family, your loved ones, pets, you know, things like that, that people, your own meals? I mean, people don't think about, you know, what it's like being in a hospital all the time.
Yes.
Because there's so many people are these days.
And you don't have to be.
No, you
don't.
You
can have these services come to you.
Right. But people are so afraid of the word hospice that they won't even hear of it. So educate yourselves. We meet with people all the time. We do no obligation informational visits to educate families all the time. So I'm happy to come and educate anyone about the benefits of hospice.
Right. And you can, I mean, if you have a church group out there that is just curious, Jenna and Jennifer are both available to come and speak to you. I've sat in on many of these continuing education, and they just provide so many aha moments at these events and if they come and speak to you. So we're going to come back. We've got about 3 minutes when we come back. We will have a call to action, how you can get a hold of Jennifer Forrester at Oklahoma Hospice Care and be able to also make an appointment to go out to a Brookdale community. They'll feed you when you take a tour.
Absolutely.
And I mean, they'll feed you well. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to me on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We'll be right back on KZLS, the Eagle 1640, Oklahoma City and Enid. We are coming back at the end of the hour. We're going to give some call to action here. We've been speaking with Jenna Jeffers with Brookdale Senior Living here in Oklahoma. And we've been speaking with Jennifer Forrester of Oklahoma Hospice Care. I want to let you know that Brookdale Senior Living, how many are there in the state of Oklahoma?
There's 28 in the state of Oklahoma.
Okay, and all of them will have the name Brookdale in front of them, and then they may have a secondary name like Brookdale Bethany, Brookdale Edmund Danforth.
Absolutely.
There's actually right here in the metro, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So give out the website on what people can go and look at, because I know this radio show reaches a lot of rural communities too. So the phone number and the website, Jenna, for Brookdale Senior Living Communities.
Okay, so the website's easy. It's just www.brookdale.com.
Okay.
So BROOKDALE.com. And then the phone number, I'm going to give just the national number,
okay,
depending on which location they can direct you. And it's 855-350-3800.
Okay, we're going to give that website one more time. And when you go to the website, they'll have an area that you can put in Oklahoma City,
yes,
or Norman. Or,
yes.
So you just put a little.
Find your state and then find the city, and you can search from there.
And that's
we'll pull
just
up each website.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For
so put up the individual state website. Mm-hmm. Great. What is it again?
Brookdale.com. BROOKDALE.
All right. And so what's your phone number again?
The phone number is 855-350-3800.
Okay, great. 855-350-3800. And Jennifer, let's give out your website for Oklahoma Hospice Care and phone number.
Okay, our website for Oklahoma Hospice Care is www.oklahomahc.com. And our phone number is 405-418-2659.
I'm going to have you give that one more time.
www.oklahomahc.com. And our phone is 405-218-2659.
Hey, everybody out there, give these ladies a call. They just want to help and direct you. It's something that we're so proud of here. And with the Oklahoma Senior Journal is the people I partner with are true blue citizens out there that just want to help everybody get to where they need to get in order to age well. I am so grateful that you let us come into your homes every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and we will be back next Saturday. This is Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on KZLS 1640, The Eagle.